It's time now for Looking Skyward, where we examine recent events in the world of astronomy. I'm John Basile, speaking with Dr. Regina Jorgensen, director of the Mariah Mitchell Observatory on Nantucket. Well, it seems astronomers recently announced the discovery of 139 new neighbors in the outer solar system. In a time of social distancing here, is it getting crowded out there?
Yeah, that's right. So recently, astronomers rather serendipitously actually discovered 139 new minor planets in our solar system, something called the Kuiper Belt, and it's essentially made up of remnant objects that are left over from a cloud of gas and dust that formed our sun and our solar system. They're also called trans-Neptunian objects, as they orbit at a distance greater, they orbit the sun at a distance greater than Neptune, about 30 astronomical units or 30 times the distance between the Earth and the sun. So you might recall hearing a bit about these a few years ago when astronomers announced the possible discovery of a so-called Planet Nine, and they deemed this the most likely explanation for a strange clumping of orbits of several of these trans-Neptunian objects that they observed. This Planet Nine, though we've never actually seen it, was proposed to be the cause via its gravitational pull of these unique orbital alignments. So what's happened recently, astronomers have used a new survey called the Dark Energy Survey, which has allowed them to find a large treasure trove of new trans-Neptunian objects, which are also called minor planets. This survey was not actually designed to look for planets, but rather to study dark energy, which is, we believe it's responsible for the measured acceleration of the expansion of the universe, by performing very large deep survey of the night sky every night to precisely map out the locations of distant galaxies. And as it turns out, for free at the same time, you get lots of information about stuff that's a lot closer. A group of astronomers developed some novel algorithms to analyze the survey data, and then that allowed them to pick out these foreground trans-Neptunian objects based on their movements. And so far, even in the limited scope of the survey so far, they've found 139, as you mentioned. This number will likely steadily increase and expand into thousands as the survey and others like it continue. So eventually this work will give us a much better understanding of the outskirts of our solar system and help us understand how it was formed, and maybe even enable the discovery of the elusive Planet Nine or anything else that might be out there. And I'll just end by saying these are all, you know, space is big and these are all very, very far away. So for now, social distancing, you know, they are still following the rules of social distancing.
Well, that's good to hear. Now, one of the first directly imaged exoplanets has apparently gone missing.
Yeah, this news seems a little disheartening at first, but it actually contains a really neat potential surprise. So back in 2008, astronomers made the first direct detections of exoplanets, which are planets orbiting around other stars. And by direct detection, I mean that we obtained actual images of the planets. So to remind you, what we have now confirmed, almost 5,000 exoplanets. The large majority of these are indirect detections, which means they're made either by detecting the decrease in the host star's light when the planet eclipses it, or by detecting the wobble of a star induced by a large planet's gravity. And actually imaging the planets themselves that are really relatively tiny compared to the host stars is really, really difficult because the host stars far outshine them in brightness. And so, in fact, there's only been about 50 exoplanets directly imaged to date. One of the first of those was called Fomalhaut B because it was found in orbit around a very bright star, Fomalhaut, which is about 25 light years away. And recently, when a group of astronomers went back to check in on Fomalhaut B in Hubble images taken in the intervening years, they noticed that it seemed to have disappeared. And so they looked more closely at Hubble images taken over a series of years, and what had first appeared to be a planet actually over a time appeared to expand into this nebulous looking puffy object, and then it disappeared altogether. And so in order to explain this kind of strange series of events, this group created a model of two fairly large sized asteroids colliding, and they were able to actually reproduce the Hubble observations really closely. So that indicates that this is one possible explanation for what was being observed, and that it was not actually an exoplanet, but rather some kind of asteroid trash. Now, the problem with this theory is that asteroid collisions are thought to be very, very rare. And so the fact that Hubble would have observed this system at almost the exact moment that a very rare event like an asteroid collision happened makes some astronomers skeptical about the likelihood of this explanation. However, if the result holds, this would be the first such asteroid collision observed and will help us to better understand how planetary systems evolve. But for now, the mystery won't be resolved until further follow-up observations can be made with both the Hubble Space Telescope and the future James Webb Space Telescope.
I guess we have to stay tuned on that one. Dr. Regina Jorgensen is the director of the Mariah Mitchell Observatory on Nantucket. Regina, thank you, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks so much.